19.1. Read, listen and watch.
Household chores. Mrs. Hill woke up very upset this morning. Since they have moved into the new house, the children have not been doing their household duties. The house looked dirty and disorganized. During breakfast, she talked to her children and told them they have to help with the housework.
Walter, I'm tired of your mess. You need to help your siblings to clean the house. You have to pick up your toys after you play with them. You must turn off the TV after you play video games and do homework from school before Dad gets home.
Yes, Mom. Sorry. The time goes by so fast and I don't realize.
And what about you, Adam? I can see you're not walking the dog after class. You have to walk the dog every day after school and take a plastic bag with you.
Mom, the dog can stay in the backyard all day.
Stop being lazy. You must take the dog out. It's your dog. If you don't take him out, you'll have to do the gardening and clean his mess during the weekend.
No way. I won't do the gardening. I'll try to walk the dog out every day.
I'm doing the laundry on Saturday morning, so you have to put all your dirty clothes into the laundry basket before Saturday. I won't go to your rooms to look for your dirty clothes anymore.
Okay, Mom.
I was thinking about making a schedule for the duties. Everybody's going to help. Your sister Tanya has to wash the dishes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And your father must wash the dishes on Tuesday and Thursday. He also has to cook on Saturdays. Walter has to vacuum the living room carpet on Saturday morning. And Tanya must mop the kitchen floor on Saturday too. Adam has to take out the garbage every day and sweep the living room floor on Wednesday. Each one of you must make the beds and tidy up your rooms.
And what are you doing, Mom?
I clean the house and cook breakfast every day. I do laundry and I iron clothes. Do you think it is nothing? Is everything clear for you?
Yes, Mom.
I'll put the list of duties on the fridge door with a magnet.